Parsha of Tzitzis. I'd like to go back to the Parsha of Tzitzis, because a lot of the Risa Maisa, the Lisa Surachi Lavavcha Vachay Nechem, to the Parsha of Tzitzis. Mistama, there's not just one limud, even though we spoke last week from the Parsha of Tzitzis. Mistama is a lot of limudim. A mitzvah has in it Olamis. So Mistama, there's a lot more lessons and eitzes and safeguards in the Tzitzis was Medafa uplearning. I want to begin from an akuda. We paskin Lailu Lav's Man Tzitzis. It's a Shulchan Aruch Aleph Si'if Yud Ches and Halacha Lamaisa. I'm sorry, Simin Yud Ches Si'if Aleph. Lailu Lav's Man Tzitzis, the imit. It's excluded because it says Uri Isam Aisai. Uri Isam Aisai means you got to see it. And since you can't see at night, a Mela Vat is pot. You can look over there in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, the Rosh, Tushitis, according to the Rambam, any Ksus, even Ksus Yoyim Balaylas Potter. That's how far we take the Nakuda of Arisem, that it's Memayit Ksus Balaylas, Tzitzis Balaylas. So even if it's Ksus Yoyim Balaylas, you're Potter. According to Rosh, it's not so Pashit, there's the Ksus Yoyim Balaylas might be Chayim. Let's take it out, let's see it inside. Simen Yud Ches, could I to see it inside? So Vilach Klan Hashayla Habaisai, good Shayla. The Ptur of Uri Isem is a Ptur Laila, or it's a Ptur Risa? Is the Ptur because Laila loves Man Tzitzis Gzeres Hakasuv, and the Limud is Duch Risa Maisai that Laila loves Man Tzitzis? Or it's more of a technical thing. You need Risim, it's a Tanai in the Mitzvah, and since there's no Risim, there's no mitzvah. Right, read it inside first, and then you'll see where I got this from. This is nitzdam achveisa. It's a real shaila. It's a real shaila.
Laila loves man tzitzis who deimit meurisim. Yeah. La ramba am kol balayla pata filu humi yuchel diyayin.
So kol mashalayvish balayla, yeah, vas.
It's pater filu humi yuchel diyayin.
Afilu mi yuchel, yeah.
Mashalayvish yom mechayv afilu mi yuchel balayla.
Okay.
La rosh. Rosh. Yuchel laila pata filu lovish biyayin.
Right.
It's part of, even if he wears it in the day,
because it's ksus yoyim. So efshe kemen zogin behar gufer they're pligi. According to Rambam, shalvei pasha shaila. It says clear. That's how it's gemara menachis daf mem gimel. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down that way. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. It's lives man tzitzis because it's imit from urisim oisai. So it's not stam. The Shulchan Aruch found it that it has to, that the din should be phrased with the limud of risim. It's interesting. I mean, Pashas will just say Laila of Mantzitzis and finish was with the Gemaris. I mean, that's bringing all the Gemaris in the drashas. You see, kilo epis it's neged in the halacha itself that it's imit because of risim. Okay, good. Okay. So the shaila becomes. Is it because Laila's loves man tzitzis? Ki'ilu, it's mitzvah sheshas man grama, which is raiden in Menachis, there's briskerovs about it, there's Reberl, big shurim on this topic. Is it man tzitzis? Laila loves man tzitzis? Is it mitzvah sheshas man grama? Or the pshat is a p'tur l'maisa risa maisa. If you can't see it, you can't see it, so there's no tzitzis. Okay. So maybe you could say that's good for the machlaik, because according to Rosh, since the inyan is urisem, so ksus yoyim malayla, right? Maybe he's chayiv because it's ksus yoyim. Mashenker, according to the Rambam, you have to have the risa moisai. So who cares? It's ksus yoyim. An afkamina, a maisi. You don't have the risa moisai. A veltl. Efshe kemen zogin azay. Oh, but it's nitzdam a veltl. I'll tell you why. I saw. Oh, actually, I'll start this way. I actually cleared a shayla b'zmanas that we have light, and you have. Beautiful lighting all day and all night. So maybe there's no Ptur Isam Isai. I mean, if the Ptur is Isam Isai, you don't have it. If it's Laila loves Man Tzitzis, good. So Laila loves Man Tzitzis.
So who cares what you see?
That's also the Hatzvi speaks about that Shaila. It's a very nice Shaila. What happens if you buy Yoim? There's Alba Shaila. Right? What happens if you buy Yoim and you can't see it because you're in a dark room? Okay, so I'll tell you where I found the Shayna Makar all the way in the Rishayim. Seifa Pardis, Rashi, Hilchot Tzitzis, Seif Sim Lamed Vav. If there's light, you're Mekayim Arisa Moisiv by night. For sure. For Pesef HaPardes. Now you must start thinking yourself, is he going to give a ganze pilpul halacha shit tonight? No. You'll soon see what I want.
I was thinking the Rebbe can't get through a night without giving a little.
The what?
The Rebbe can't get through a night without giving at least a little halacha.
Oh, so listen, what do you want from your life?
Yeah, I didn't complain. You're thinking. That's what I was thinking.
All right, at least you're honest in your thoughts. Yeah. Isn't an expression, a penny for your thoughts, it's an expression like that?
Mm-hmm. Penny for your thoughts.
Huh?
Yeah. Penny for your thoughts.
For your thoughts, right? Well, what is the lumness behind that sprach? What exactly does it mean?
That the person starts isn't even worth 2 cents.
The person what?
I'm kidding. But the person starts isn't even worth 2 cents.
Uh-huh. So what's the literal translation of penny for your thoughts?
I mean,
that since you at least thought about me or you care about me. At least you thought about me. It's worth
it. No, stop. I want to hear what you're thinking.
I'm curious what you have to say. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It means I'm curious what you're thinking.
Okay, I want to know what you're thinking. It's a Shavaputa. Now it's a dime because Shavaputa is up.
Okay, now. Kids safe up this. All right? So this is L'chayra, the Nafkamina. If you learn that it's Laila Lav's Man Tzitzis Be'etzim, so Satan Shatamit Ner. The Torah said it in the way of Arisa Moise. Chazal Kivea that way. Well, the Pshat is Fakelt. It's a Tanai in the Mitzvah, Arisa Moise. Arisa Moise is a Tanai in the Mitzvah. And Lu Yitzu, you can be kind of the Arisa Moise by Laila, so you would be Mechayim. And if Lu Yitzu, you don't have the Arisa Moise by Yoim, the Har Tzvi speaks about it, maybe it could be Potter. Okay. Lemaisa, this is all good in the Tzivui. See if we could come and say Chacham told us Laila loves man tzitzis, and the kavan is it's a gzeres hakasif. But what's the ratzon Hashem? The ratzon Hashem. We all know that there's a chilah between tzivui and ratzon. Abul Chana Vasim and Kiyadua speaks out from the pasuk. Va'asu b'moy slaboal. Hashem lo yitzivisi, lo yol salibi. Lo yitzivisi, tzivui. Le'ol salibi is what? Ratzon. So it's shayach to mekayim the ratzon Hashem. Right? I'm sorry, it's shayach to mekayim the tzivi Hashem. But yet, fall short on the ratzon Hashem. For example, a person finds a teirim. Finds a teirim in the tzivi. Okay, so you're right. But that's not what the Eibishter wants, yeah? And the Rambam speaks by mukta, that a person could do malacha all day, and Lamaisi didn't over any of the tzivuyim that it says Shmira Shabbos, and yet he wasn't Mekayim, the Tam HaTayra, the Torah says, Laman Yenuach. So I always told through that Rambam that you see the tzivuy and Ratzon. What do you think the Abishna wants a person to sleep all Shabbos? You're right, Vishamru B'nai Yisrael. Vishamru, he didn't, he wasn't over any Surim. But was it Lassis as Shabbos? Was it Ufketan? So you got the Shufketan, so there's Sivui, and then there is Rods. So also Bamas Laboal, Beidin Yon, Mashaloi Tzivisi, Loyal Salibi, Beidin Yonim. So I'm asking, could be Laila loves Man Tzitzis. In Sivui, you're right, by night you're Potter. Or is there an Inyan of Laila's Man Tzitzis, Legabe, the Haloche, Fun? Shalom Aleichem, Tzaddik. How are you? I'm so happy to see you. I'm very happy to see you. You remind me of the good Jews from yesteryear, as they say. From yesteryear.
Jerusalem.
Yeah. Now, so my shaila is there a Ratzon Hashem in Tzitzis Balayla?
That's why
Rabbi sleeps with
Tzitzis.
How do I sleep with Tzitzis? It's Arizal. It's brought down Mishabur. Mishabur brings it down. We'll talk about it. Is there a Ratzon Hashem? So in the Tzivui Hashem, I hear. Abavas is mitiratzin Hashem. So let's see. L'chayru we said that there's a Tanai in the mitzvah of Arisa Moisei. Do you have that? Huh? Do you have it? So L'chayru you could come and say that the Tzivui may be a potter. But what's Negeya, the Ratzin Hashem, maybe is that you should stack up where tzitzis at night. What about when you're sleeping?
Why would you say that?
Why not? I hear.
Why? Yeah.
I mean, anything that's potter, nashim, the potter, it's essentials man grama.
And they do it. They do it.
Saying out.
Yeah, but whatever the krakiblu is, there's a reason to do it. What I mean.
I understand. But the Ratzon is not that way. Maybe that's
every
do you have a deal? Do you have a reason to say that? Or just
do
that?
I have a reason to say it?
To me, if the Torah says you're like certain things, you could say
okay,
that.
Okay, so if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says even according to the Rambam.
Shaila Baal Taisus.
One second, that's a Shaila Rishayna. But even according to the Rambam, that's Potter by night, you're still saying that you should wear tzitzis up the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Pshat is that Mibracha, the whole Shaila of the Rambam, is not that Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says it's not Lagabi the way that says. Rambam never told you not to wear tzitzis at night. All the Rambam is saying is Lagabi Bracha. But mitzad the chiyuv to wear, maybe he's masking to Rosh, he would have to wear. Go ahead, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Simchat Beis, I think it is.
But that's because it's Sosyan.
And the Hakel.
Right.
That's the Pesach. The Pesach is the Suffolk Brachos the Hakel. Arkane in the Baruch of Elk Shalev Shbiyam. That's
Kol
Zeh, after we have
Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Kol
Zeh, Rambam and Rosh, now
the Mishnah Berurah says that even the Rambam.
And it after the Nim Bracha. But also Lilvash Ksus Shalayla Biyoyim Beloy Tzitzis.
Even according to the Rambam. He says it in the Rambam.
Where does he say it in the
Rambam? Can I see it again in Mishnah Berurah?
Because there's different ways to make the drasha, but he doesn't say anywhere that Ksus Laila Belaila that there's Ratzon of Hashem that you should do it, even though the Torah says you're potter.
Hagav Safik Brachos Lahakol Arkeni Levarach Alav El Kishalev. Okay, so you know what? Let's leave the Rambam. So let's leave not the Rambam. Okay, Lamaisa Balayla. Do we have any into it? It's yes.
No,
because it's
Shitayim.
Because we have to be Chayish for the
Rambam. He never said Ksus Laila Belaila is an Indian.
Huh?
He never said Ksus Laila Belaila is an Indian. He said Ksus Yayim Belaila. Because since there are shitas that it's chayiv, so you can't make a bracha, but you should do it anyway.
Good.
But Laila Belaila, says Laila Belaila, he never said that there's that's something that Hashem is interested
okay,
in.
Okay, so you know what? I'll grant it you only because it's not a halacha shir, and I really don't have the courage to argue that. But what I do want to bring out is, how about when you're sleeping, that's zicha, right? It's Laila, and you're not a bar riyah, you don't even have the tnai
hamitzvah.
Right? Your eyes are closed, right? You're not a bar kiyuma, not a bar kiyuma.
No, That's not al tzvah, whatever.
That's where
I'm getting.
Now you know where I'm going? That's tonight's shmuz. That's tonight's shmuz.
He doesn't mean shmir of shmir seinayim.
He does mean that. Sure,
you shmir like a mezuzah protects
you.
Yeah,
like a mezuzah, not shmir
seinayim.
Mezuzah is also shmir of shmir seinayim.
I know.
But,
okay, so
Rabbi, let me
tell you what we discussed.
Because the Torah puts the two together.
You know where I'm going.
Right, so therefore it's more shmir for that than other stuff. But it's
We're getting there.
Rabbi, should listen to me carefully.
Okay.
I know that it's supposed to be a musr, but every musr starts with halach lamai, so we got to talk a little halach.
That's
okay.
No, you missed halacha. Right? Now he's really up.
Okay, so let me zoom a little bit past the halacha part, okay? By night, you're potter from tzitzis. And the reason is because you can't be mekayem harisa v'osei. So we're asking, so Laila is not the time for tzitzis.
Pardon me, can you repeat that? What did you say when it becomes night?
But night, you don't have to wear tzitzis. The question is, because you can't see the tzitzis, and part of the tzitzis is to see it, harisa v'osei.
Just so one sec. If you're still wearing your clothes of the day, you still have to. Means like at night with pajamas.
Wait, here's the thing about when you do the shema.
After, I just have to get out the information, then you can ask.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Write down all your questions, yeah, and I'll answer them. No problem. So the question is, you have harisa moisei, yeah, at night. You can't have it. So are you chayv or you potter? Are you chayv or you potter? So what happens if lu yitzu, you could make the harisa moisei at night? You put up lights. So it's I showed them from Rashi. It's a safe apartis that says you might be chayv. So this is all for the night. What about when you sleep? Sleep, you ain't be Mekai Marisimo, you say, right? So if you hold Lila's loves Matzitzis, maybe you could say Lila is Matzitzis, if you could have the Risimo, you say. But Zicha Yoshin is loves Matzitzis. You're sleeping, so you should be Potter Alts Yoshin. Or if you say that it has to do with the Risimo, you say, you Potter either way.
It's like Sukkah.
Exactly what I'm going to tell. So the sukkah, there's a very famous pesach from the Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows it, obviously. And when the guy falls asleep, you take him out. Why? Because the yashin is part of it. He's called the poor guy from a mensch. He wanted to sleep in the sukkah. He said, drag him out. Good. Drag him out because Yashin is part of an Asukah. It seems like everybody. You like what you can't, you know, you can't surprise anybody with this. All right. So my shaila is Yashin is part of an mitzvahs.
No, but that's what I'm saying. When he goes, once he's Yashin, he's Takapot, we have to put him into the, he has to go into the Sukkah.
So maybe I wrote this, song, I wrote this down. Efshim, when he's sleeping, you can take it off.
Right.
Mamas will come in, and I don't have the tzitzis because it's funny because when we were children, that's what my mother used to do. My father used to make us go to sleep with tzitzis, and my mother was a very, very scared in nature. That's her personality. So she was afraid we'd get strangled. So we would fall asleep, and she would come and take off. But then we would wake up.
Your father put it back?
My father said, now they have to have again the tzitzis.
All night this happened.
I just remember that there were stories about
the tzitzis. I remember
there were stories about the tzitzis.
That was
during
the year. You always saw your parents are coming into the room. Rebbe had his mother by his bedside the whole night.
My mother was that tight, by the way. No, my mother didn't let us cross the street till we were married, and we weren't in her shus
anymore.
Okay, the kids are abaisa. You hear us tutsachop? So what happens by yoyim? You're in the middle of the day, you're falling asleep, take off your tzitzis, Efshim. Yashin is part of an amitzvah, yeah? Yashin is part of an amitzvah.
Taking a nap during the day, you have to put your tzitzis on?
So I'm telling you, this is the shiloh, this is the tumah.
You can take it off.
If you take it off, maybe. It bothers you, you can take it off.
You could take it off?
Maybe.
It's hot,
whatever. You know, Shiva's a tzal held that, you know, when you play bull, you don't have to wear the tzitzis.
Moshe.
I'm saying this is
already
a whole different
shaylo. Yeah, really?
Because of design for the
tzitzis. Wait, did he say, right? Yeah, did he say because
it's the tzitzis?
No,
the tzitzis.
But I'm saying stamos, because this is only out the rabbonin to wear tzitzis.
Right, because you're not mechuyif.
I'm saying, Moshe said that you're not mechuyif because it's shaylo.
You're not mechuyif to wear a bagger of dollar canvas.
Okay. Rabbi said, listen to me carefully. If we're going to spend time in being mechabel, we're not going to get to the yisoid. You hear a yisoid building here. A yashin is potter. That's clear. And also, Burisa Moisei is a tenai of the mitzvah to the point that you might be potter where there's no Risa Moisei. Someone is sleeping, l'chayra, you're potter for mitzvahs, and also you don't have Risa, so lost Totsacha. So this is a kash I always had. Gradi, he came to ask this to me recently, Rabbi Yitzchak Kagan. Yitzi Kagan asked me this kash recently. So I told him a pshat that there's chiv and kiv.
What did he ask you?
Hayatachin, there's a whole... So the Mishabur brings down from the Arizal. On the Ramah in Simil Chafal Siv Gimel that you're supposed to sleep with your tzitzis at night. It's brought down, and that's where my father gets it from. That's where I got it from.
Even when you don't wear talus.
That's Tavid HaMelech.
And then what do you do?
The Mekor is Tavid, and even the Ramah says that... I'm sorry, and even the Magen Avraham says the Mekor for Tavid HaMelech is Shvach.
Because
that's the rate. It's not really the time to go through the whole pill of it. El Yerabba. The point is, there's an Indian to sleep with your tzitzis at night. Mr. Burr brings it down. Okay. Question is, are you part of an amitzis? So you could come and say, maybe it's the going to sleep and a chanami. Maybe it's not about the. Not mashma that way. It's mashma that there's halacha.
While
you're sleeping. Okay. So don't say shmir. So I take out the Mishnah Berurah. And learn it, meaning the Olim should know it. I don't want it to be that I made up some Mishnah Berurah and a Rizal, it's a Mefurash Mishnah Berurah, okay? Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezvav. Okay, that you're supposed to go to sleep and you're supposed to wear your tzitzis. So what's the pshat? So I said a pshat like this. A mensch is potter from mitzvahs when he sleeps. It's not the taich that he doesn't have key of mitzvahs. He doesn't have key of mitzvahs. But if a mensch is if it's possibly a kaifer in the middle of your sleep, so then there's no problem because you're potter in a mitzvah. A shait is potter in a mitzvah. You could be a kaifer.
Person dreams kfira.
Yeah, I'm saying if a person dreams, that could be an itis. That's why I didn't really want to go there. But fluyatsur was shayach. Whatever the pilpul is, I know. I was going there a little bit later. I'm going to get there a little bit later. Whatever the pilpul is for right now. Right?
Eventually.
So whatever the pilpul is on base.
Maybe by Sunday.
All right? There's Kiyam Mitzvah and there's Chiyam Mitzvah. I'm about the Chiyam Yipata when you're sleeping. But you're not going to see, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah, you're always Yid, it's like a Shaita. A Shaita is part of an Mitzvah. So mainly it's Shaita to wear the tzitzis and get a Kiyam Mitzvah. So I Rav Brambig was passing by. It was by what's his name's by Gass's the Shloishim. So Rav Brambig was passing by at the end, and I answered this. I said, "Let's ask the Rashiva Rav Brambig." Mamish came out the same halach. Said the same halach. Kiyam and this. It's klar. There's such a thing as a kiyam mitzvah when a guy sleeps. What do you have kiyam mitzvah? So he's here.
You kiyam mitzvah when you're sleeping. You're sleeping.
Yeah.
From into a minion.
According to anything, it's true. You can start from when he's sleeping.
What does that mean?
That's actually Shem Mishtabur. You can start one person who's sleeping.
Wait, say that again?
One person who's sleeping can be counted for the minion.
Minion within?
We said, we learned it.
Minion for themselves?
A minion of 10 people. Yeah. You have 9 and one guy sleeping, it's good enough. It's fine.
That's good enough?
Yeah.
That's good enough in what situation?
For 10. When you need 10 for a minion, if you have 9 and one guy sleeping, because you should know most minyanim, that's what it is.
But you have to know.
You better find the heter, because that's the way it is.
You have to know who that one person is. I thought the rule was always just be 10.
9 with one guy sleeping is good enough.
He technically is 10. He's just sleeping.
But you have to know who that person is that's sleeping.
He has to know who he is.
Yes.
He doesn't know who he is. He's never
going to
wake up.
Lamaisa Rabbeisai. What kind of different word?
I'm sorry. Can we get on the tzitzit?
Yeah. So when we're discussing the question of the night, right, with the tzitzis. Okay. So l'chayra, we can come and say... Along the Shavuot, you hear that the Pshat is your potter, maybe in Yashin. But you're not going to potter me in the Risama. You're not going to tell me you have Risama, you say. That's what this is all good to Torah in Yashin and Chayim potter and mitzvahs. But what do you do if you hold the Risama as a Tanai in the mitzvah? You don't have it. So how could you say that I have tzitzis Tanai? What are you talking about? What's the Terence? So according to this, you have to say maybe it's the falling asleep.
When you wake up in the middle of the night.
And grata, maybe taki you need the most shmir in that. Maybe taki when a mensch geht schlafen. That's the best time you're supposed to wear tzitzis. I'm going to soon show you a meridik Evan Ezra. Now, Evan Ezra says that the state mitut tzitzis, mitrap tatalis badavidin. Panias daiti says, that's nothing. That's only because of kriyashma. We says uksaftim uksukshartim, and we write and we talk about tzitzis. That's. Oh, but be'emes, the main part of tzitzis is not by davening. Because who's going to do averes by davening anyway? It's when you do averes, that's when you should be wearing tzitzis. We need Evan Ezra. Where is
Evan Ezra?
In the parasha tzitzis. It's such a meirdik Evan Ezra. Right, go ahead, take it out. Schnell.
While he's doing that schnell, how about tzitzit during Shabbos? Different rules for Shabbos rules if you're
sleeping on Shabbos? No, different rules. There's a brisker rav that says you're not allowed to walk in the street with tzitzis on Shabbos. Cannot
walk in the skip.
Outside the area.
Because we don't pass like this, Briskara. We don't pass.
So you don't walk with tzitzis on Shabbos.
You're allowed away. You're allowed away.
Maybe it's Tzoa, maybe it's Tzoa.
There was just one rabbi.
That's not his problem. Because they didn't have Tzoyats, doesn't have Tchelos.
He was the Briskara.
The Rambam says it needs to be Mitzoyats, it's Kilchas.
So
the Briskara Rav, it's not called Mitzoyats, Kilchas, because it doesn't have the Tchelos. It's only one of the Kilchas.
Certain people maybe.
The Briskara don't wear the Tchelos.
This, I don't know. You might not have the tzitzis, so you have to be with chazaka. That's something else. This is the brisker up by the Rambam. Okay, guys, I know what you're talking about, but I never saw it inside.
Let's
read maybe after. I never saw it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah?
On which words?
On the list, recent Moses. It was hard to put recent.
It's going to blow off. You want to tuck it in.
Yeah, I'm saying, but we have the chazaka. What do you have to be chayshis for?
No, not because damn, the whole palace is gonna blow off. It's blowing up in the wind.
Right.
Not Shiloh Hitzah over there.
If it's King Marzi.
Who?
It's King Marzi for itself, yeah, it's not the
damage. I mean you're saying that
like
the tower is godly, you mean?
Yeah.
So they tie
it's not
it.
Like a lefush.
That's why they tie it.
But if it goes up in the wind, I mean
I'm not sure what you were behind pass behind, but not the wind because of that's what I'm trying to figure out what you were. Yeah, okay, so tie it down. That's why the Yeshiva Shiloh ties it. Tie them out. Well, they put it on their
unless it goes all the way up.
That's the
hefty
that they use.
Like the Nashim, whatever the Lashon is. The
yeshiva, the real B'nai Torah, what they do is they put it over their jackets. Or tie them. Stama, your Rafoshim is a complete
under the jacket?
I can imagine.
Under the code.
Under the code.
That's a separate, he does it for a separate reason. Just because he doesn't feel that people should walk
away. Oh, should walk. What about the tying? Yeah. The tying is nothing in there.
I can't imagine he does it.
Okay, so let's go weit.
We became
a whole Hilchot Tzitzis tonight. All right.
Yeah. This is more in the Musa.
So Moshe help me. What should I do? I'm ready. They don't let too
much.
And it's Balaam and Talis Peshas Tefila Yasu Zeba Voshe Yikru B'Kriya Shema.
No, that's only because you have to read Kriya Shema and not state about Tzitzis.
Rak Lefi Daiti Yoyse Hu Chayev Lizata B'Tzitzis V'Shora HaShoyis Mishas
Tefila. It's not by Talis. The person walk around the Talis, you hear? Not by Talis. That's a guy, he's not wearing a Talis by Davini. I'm wearing a Dafka, not by Davini. The Ebenezer says, don't wear it by Davini. Why? Shas, the other times during the day. So let's go back, Rabbi Say, to the Shiloh. Yeah? So the MS, the Iker is where you have a Shiloh, have the Irish Witzitzis. So maybe Lishka, maybe Taka, the Rizal Vil, Megate Shlaf, it's a man where a person can have your Hurim Rayim. And he needs a Shmira for the Lysa Surach, Elavavcha, Vachay Nechem. So Bedavka then, but then a Hanami, once he falls asleep, Zarap Alamais, I want you to know something, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to give you good advice. You want the practical advice.
Yeah, practical.
Learn to train yourself to fall asleep with a sefer.
Fall asleep with what?
With a sefer.
And learning. Track and learning.
I always have it like a Pirkei Abba.
Good, so you're doing the right thing. A person should fall asleep. Let me tell you the answer. You know, I mean, I do that only because I don't even make it
to the bed.
No, I'd be bored. I know the Vems, I'd be bored otherwise. But the truth is, that's happening to you. You fall asleep with a safe.
It's a chiv.
It's fall asleep, yeah. You want to know what's funny? Can I tell you? So I'm going to write this. I wrote this down here. If the wife is makbid, basically, okay, I don't know what to tell you. Let me tell you something.
This is Shmir Sinai, Michelle and Bives.
Can I tell you the Amos Rabbi Yisrael?
You're supposed to keep the light on.
Can I tell you, Rabbi Yisrael? I feel strange even saying it over, because to me it's like the Dover Pashit. I hop today that what I take on for granted is the Dover Pashit. The Olam is warning me to speak it out, like it's like a story, you know? I mean, I never saw anybody not fall asleep on a safe.
People don't think of
you're a Bach. I've also learned when you get old is best.
Rev Hupner was mapping on Bachum. They used to go on a bus with a safe. What do you have to go with the safe for? Think about it.
Okay. So whatever it is, that does a shame, Rev Hupner's Cheshbonus. Whatever, the point is, person should learn before he goes to sleep.
So you should
Person should try. I'm being honest with you.
It's cheshbon and nefesh.
It's a davar pasha. To me, it's a davar. So you see the cheshbon and nefesh. It doesn't work. The biggest shmir is this is taira. So and the hurim state the klar. It's leiv pani minat taira. The greatest leiv pani is when you go to sleep. What more do you have? Because during the day you fanum with andersach. Mentions fanum with his life.
Your heart's empty from others, from
Tyre,
that's when you're better.
The end of Hilchas Yisuri. I'll tell you, I'm being honest with you. You're saying that this is good. To me, this is so. This is the main thing is what I want to say in the Rizal. But you're saying this is the main thing.
Yeah,
I'll tell you the truth. I learned this from Ravelsky. There's no me. It's not me. Whatever the Eilun feels, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what I'm here for.
Huh? Give it to the Mashkiach. He
Who's the Mashkiach?
Which Mashkiach? He was the Mashkiach.
I know, he gave me the book, Rabbi Yossi.
Small Sefer? What's the name? No,
Windows of the Soul.
No, in Hebrew.
It's in Hebrew. It's the same Sefer in Hebrew, Windows of the Soul.
No,
I don't know, I can't read that. I'll be honest with you, I'm reading it. It's
English or Hebrew? No, it's not.
Mashgiach told me it's the same Sefer in English. He gave it to me, he said he's going to give me the one in Hebrew.
What's the one in Hebrew called?
I don't know. He told me he's going to give me the same one in Hebrew. It's by the same Mechaber.
What's the name of
Okay, let's go back. The kids, you hear? Okay, point being, maybe the tzitzis is a limud that b'shachpach, when you go to sleep, you need shmir, afshar. But the truth is, I hold even more. I'm going to tell you a meridiger chiddush. I was thinking about it, and I have a raya for Reb Chatzkel b'shem d'alta from Kelim. I feel as mishloft, daf menob in the tzitzis eichet. The Ha'al Tzadik, maybe it was Magdalei Dayan to me, something very pelvic, yeah. The Indian of tzitzis, the Arizal Zuck was on shloffing with tzitzis. Do the brisker sleep with tzitzis? Could you find out from your father? I wonder if the brisker of slept with tzitzis. Is he Mekayim this Mishnah Berurah? It's interesting for me to know. My father's very mad. The kids are Zuck the Arizal. He's just, but Yashin is part of you.
My
and also, he spoke out the Risa Moisa.
At 12 o'clock until he falls asleep.
Risa Moisa, you hit Risa Moisa, is a Tanai in the mitzvah. So the person sleeps. So we said over a pshat that when you go to sleep, it's the going to sleep. There you take a chai when you go to sleep. And there is take a shai chirhur. It's very. When a person goes to sleep, the male is leaning to where tzitzis vemigeish lof, thus make that easy, lit vemish lof. And then we said, oh, but a person should learn, I don't know, bench. That's the way I grew up. I grew up at your full sleep of the safe. Honestly, I'm saying, a lot of people like to say Zach, which aren't true. I'm telling you the truth. I never saw, not my Zayda, not my father, my uncles, I never saw anybody not full sleep of the safe. It's getting present, I never saw it. Kids are. You look at the bed, the stand between the. It's full of svarim. I don't know, inside and outside. My mishpach. It was always that way. Okay, unless the wife is going to throw you out of the room, basically. I don't know. You have to figure out how to work that out. Now, on the efshe kemen zog and afilas mishloft, afilu b'shashen. You hear? A mensh ven eshloft meitin as tight. It's not true. You know, even in chalaimis, the chalaimis are the machshavos of the person. A mensch maybe needs shmir of venesh loft. I lemais you're gonna say there's no reason I say. The gemara state the klar. Afopid iulay ra, mazli ra. Amolda such a musik as mezetis. Even when you're not physically, reason means you're physically seeing, which is interesting, because reason I say what happens to people who don't keep their tzitzis out. Don't keep the tzitzis out. Mr. Bruce says you're supposed to keep your tzitzis out. It's got interesting. The Evan Ezataka learns where Issa Moisei, mitzvah shei nira. Which is sad, that Evan Ezra, mitzvah, that the mitzvah is shei nira. Where Issa Moisei. But that was on Ken and Zen. So, but is it true you keep on looking there? So I'm asking, if a person didn't look at his tzitzis, it's not going to be a shmira for him. It's mashma that it's a shmira. And I want you to know the losha of Evan Ezra is Tamid. Look at the lashon by the shmira chelik. That how does it watch you? He says shaloi b'shas tefila, kidei sheyizkor what? No. Zog shtark. No zog shtark. What? So a person looks at his tzitzis every minute. Good.
Even if b'chol shah.
What's the b'chol shah? Tamid.
Earlier he says, "Mishiyesh habegad barber kanafayim she is kasabo b'yom tamid."
Tamid.
Lo yisirenu me'olam l'man
yisru. Tamid. Yeah, I remember the lashon from the Eved. Tamid. And the chol shah. But a guy taka looks at his tzitzis every second. And the teretz is that whatever it is in tzitzis, even if you're not mamish looking at it, you have the risamoyis if you're wearing it. So efshe banach deichet, but amen shloft. Dad kemenam nirurim rayim. Who knows what a person can uptrachten banacht? Rishmati be called davara is one of the cases of hira balayla. So tzitzis becomes according to Arizal chiyuv by night, not chiyuv, but a kiyum, a kapanim kiyum. So I thought to myself, mitchalit.
Is this kiyum?
Oh, this you missed. Rabbi Remel Bramberg, I spoke to Rabbi Remel because according to Chay Yosha's pater, Teretz is a chiyuv his pater, but in kiyum maybe he's not pater.
Really?
I said it, and then I told, and then he was passing by. He said, "Vazakushiva." He said this part also. It's pasha. could be a b'yashin is in chiyuv. Now you missed the mitzvah. Okay, b'kitzel, you hear? After. I'll tell you because we have to finish. There's a lot of information, and I don't mind sitting with you afterwards. Okay. You know where I saw this? Chatzkel today. I saw it today. And I had to write it down. So I said that. I'm going to write this down. Chatzkel, in Toyer Vidas. I mean, she even put the safe. He has a safe on Toyer Vidas. Page Shin Nun Vav. He brings from the altar from Kelim. You hear? He says like this. Shehine matzav adam shenim tzatam in begidja avoida. Ki liboy verayoynav einam shaitim v'nachem afil l'rega. A person's rayoyms don't even stop for a second. You hear? Not even for a second. Elakol hazman payal in v'yaitzrim. They create. A person's mind works. You hear? L'chein l'ragoyim t'bachenu. Mash'ein kein rega l'loy pulas liba machshavtim. Yitachein? Shebechol rega teil adam yiridin afilu matzavi. Any second, he can go up and down. A person from a second before is not the same that he is a second later.
Wait.
Ukvar uskarnu b'shem asaba mikelem. Af b'shas hashena. Poy elas machshavtei. Meiridik. A person sleeps. You hear? I jumped when I saw it. He's saying a meiridik. Even when a person sleeps, he needs shmir on his machshava. Wait! And he says from the altar of Kelm, that's why we see Ashkevenu, Hashem Elokeinu, L'shalom, Amadeinu, Malkeinu, L'chaim. What's the bracha? And the emesis, I want to tell you quickly, just pay attention, I know it's a lot of information, but I have to say it, I have to get it out. Why do we see Ashkevenu? The Gemara even says it's part of the Kriya Shema. It's Kibracha Richter. How is it part of the Kriya Shema? Why is it part of the Kriya Shema? Wait a minute. So that's what I'm going to say after this. After the altar of Kelm. So I want you to know, Pasha, there's a medrash that says, if you watch the Ramach Oisius in Kriya Shema, I'll watch over your Ramach Ivar. It's the same, the Kriya Shema is the same as the Ramach Ivar. So it's a medrash. If you'll watch the Ramach words in Kriya Shema, I'll watch over. Okay. So it could be, once we say Kriya Shema, we stick in also Ashkevin El Shalom, Shoyim Am Yisrael Lo'ad, that the Rebbein Shem protects us. Okay. Lamaisa, I found Pella Dikazach. The Chidon Birki Yoise brings from a Kute Gevaldigazach Abayisai. That you know Ashkivenu was said in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael said it after Kriyishma in Mitzrayim. Yeah, Ashkivenu. Samir Dikabirki Yoise. Beautiful. Tell him where the Biki Yosef is. Biki Yosef on the bottom. This is where it is. Biki Yosef. Yeah. Why is it Gula Richter? Yeah. So the Raivid brings down from who? From Yitzchak Halevi, whatever. Yeah. Good. It's not the Grizz. Go ahead. No. Yeah. They were told they say to Ishmi Pesach Beisad
Baker.
Oh, Hashkivenu was made up by the people of Mitzrayim. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Good. So it comes from other Rishayim. So that's Gula Richter. It's Kigula Richter because it has to do with the Geula and Ishlei Seitz Mipesa Besa.
Dafka Baila,
the night. It's Gevalda. That's like Gevalda Yedira Boy Seitz Gedai to write it down. Okay. Lamaisa.
What's the Rachman? What do you mean the Rachman?
Good. Let's go by that. Yeah. Rachman was danger. They were in danger. Okay, now. Bekitzer, there's an interesting Gemara that the Gemara says in Brachas Yud Beis that they wanted to put the story of Bilam in Kriyashma. Mura has a shaila. Why? It's Yis Mitzrayim. Mura says no. The real reason is because it says in the pasuk Kara Shachav Kari Ukilavi Miyakimenu. So Kara Shachav Asat the Satan in Kriyishma. So Rashi Shachav Kumecha Shachav in Kuma Shachav in Kuma V'Shachav for Kumecha. So I never understood this Gemara. Shachav Kumecha is talking about mitzvahs. Rashi's talking about Shmira, regular Shmira. Look at the Rashi and Beis. Rashi and Beis.
Rashi and Chumash mentions Beis, no?
Fili and Chumash, Kriyashma.
Rashi and
Beis. Kriyashma. Here is a Shmira in the Olaysa Surah, Rilov Avkam. Vu. Shach b'chav kumecho. Okay, so let me tell you what I want. You hear what I want. There's a whole shmooz here. Maybe I'll have a chance one day to go through. I thought I would have, you know, listen, the island tumbles in the middle, so I don't have time to say it. You can't go. You have to get down my earth. So let me just tell you like this. Okay, let me tell you like this. He says, a moridik of art. You see from here.
Levishas titus. Likuras shema.
Mela what? That's Karashach of Kari.
This is Hainam Kalavi Yakum Kari Yisnasa.
It's a different one. That's what I'm saying. Kalavi, that they get up and they put away tzitzis right away. Okay. Lamaisa, what do we see? The Meshach of Bimecha is the Kim HaMitzvahs. Right? Because you're reading Kriya Shema Mekabel El Mitzvahs. And what is it? Meshach of Kumecha. It's the Shmira for the Meshach of Kumecha. Okay. Kitz Zakrab Chatzkel Gevaldi. He says, you know what you see from all this? That a person needs constant shmir. Hama'amik bidvarim elu yirehech yuvenu belimud musar kalayim. Shere afa tzitzis me'ein limud musar. Tzitzis is a musar, it's a reminder, right? Hamechayev es adam liskar mitzvaisul hachmi kol tavsu. So what do you need? You need to do it constantly. And he says from the Altar from Kel Meri Gezach, tefillin is also the same, you say. So he medames hamenich tefillin. A person puts on tefillin, yeah, and he's not mekayim was the inyanim from tefillin. He says like a person, he tells him put on an ice to make sure you don't forget. So he forgot the thing and he put on the ice. He said, hey, I'm honored to send you a reminder to make sure that you. He says, what happened? The Altar from Kel. So he medames hamenich tefillin muvadzein ois hashamim. It's l'adam shenaslam rechakim. He has to do something. Kitzer, he brings down the,
this
mushroom from the Alpha from Keller. Okay, so we have to stop. I know that I'm rushing in the last minute. I don't know what I want. You know what the bottom line is? The point of this, and I'm going to tell this to you, Ramesh. I say things straight. I think about what you're telling me. You're telling me that where I'm coming from, it doesn't shtel suit to the nakudas that you need. I don't know if there's an answer to this problem. That at the end of the day, the person himself has to be misgaber. You know what all these eitzes? These are eitzes. They're good salute. They're good advices. The solution is in you. Nervos, constant zichrei. That's what you. That's what Reb Chatzkel is saying. The tzitzis is constant. You speak about it week after week after week, the same thing over again and over again and over again. Like the Mesil Shishorim says, I'm not trying to be mechadish anything. What does Mesil Shishorim say? I'm taking things that everybody knows. Mechazit is iber, toizenmol, iber, nibber, nachamol, till it becomes a part of you. I don't have magic wand. You know, imagine, there's a Shmir Sinai. What do I know? Don't do it. I don't know what to tell you. Oba.
You had a 12-step.
The 12 step is, if you want to know the real truth, it's all the same step. Don't do it. That's what it is. Don't do it because of this, and don't do it because of that, and don't do it. Hear what we're saying. When you have in your voice, Rabbi Wolken yelling at you every week, don't do it. Sinish kedai das ton. You're being mitami yourself. It's not good. It takes root. Chazava mit chaz. Tzitzis. You know how many times you look? I looked at the tzitzis. Okay, I got. Tell me, the tzitzis is a new lesson every day. It's the zelbazach. You had them all, the zelbazach. The tzitzis. Well, not come all the tzitzis. Tell me, it changed in the last 40 years. I don't know, you guys are not 40. Okay, the last 30 years. 30 years. 25. Whatever you guys are, okay? It didn't change, right? The tzitzis is the tzitzis. It's the same. Norvaz. Uschartem, uschartem, uschartem. Mit abantis nachamal, mit nachamal, mit nachamal. Mit tutis nish, mit tutis nish, mit tutis nish. I was in the glasses store with my guy. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but Rob, I was in the glasses store here, Provisions, whatever it's called, right over here.
I want Unlimited or.
Thanks, so right over here.
Prestige.
Walked in there. I felt cheap. You feel cheap around Zachem, which is Nidrein. I don't know what to tell you. You feel low. You train yourself, design a Hecher and Mensch, and then all this becomes a little ugh. I mean, the way they dress, the women. It was the first time I said, you know what, maybe Ezok Richtig. Maybe he's right. I don't know. What do I know? I sit in my household.
You feel low?
I felt very uncomfortable. I felt very low that I'm even in the same vicinity, same room as all this. Ugh, it was disgusting to me. And I don't know, just nervous. I trained myself. You're knocking into your head. When I hecker a mensch, who's can claim the ingle? What am I? I'm a bit tyra. You know what a bit tyra is? You represent the melech. You're standing there as a general in the melech's army. This is tchmias. It's low class. And the more you yell it, so you have the chazar and das sakta. That's all he's saying. It's constantly chazri nachamal mit nachamal tamid unachamal unachamal unvaita. And even when you sleep. That's what Reb Dalton McKellum is saying. Even when you sleep, it's mashpia on you. Tzitzis geishlofen azay meilas mushpam. I become.
That becomes as mushpam while you sleep.
Yeah, that's the word. That's what the whole shiur was tonight. The whole point is how you talking. That Rizal says. Okay, sorry. Shmuyis vad. Okay, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you want to call it. Has begeishlofen. Yeah, you're wearing tzitzis. How does it help you? And the teretz is it helps you. Where's the reason, Moisai? Do you see anything at night? They have night vision. That while you're sleeping, you see it tzitzis. It's much pia. I'm wearing my tzitzis, and I always wear my tzitzis. That is a chelik from the mensch. That even when you're sleeping, it's much pia. You can dash date and Reb Chatzkel's word from the Altar Fink Helm.
I missed it by the time I got it, it was cute. She said, what do I want to be on the topic? And I clicked my brain, it must be on topic. So but I wasn't sure.
I'm going to go to the next one. You should wear it.
So you should wrap yourself in your towel before you go to sleep.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to a lecture. You go to a lecture? There's a rabbi from Israel. Yeah, you going or not going? Okay, we go, right?
Milchas Yitzchak.
Yes.
Okay, go with your blaze. Milchas Yitzchak. To him the Iker. He's the Chelik Aleph. He's the Matmat. He holds that's the Iker one.
The Matmat.
The Matmat and the Benachas. That's Pshat Matmat.
Yeah, but Matmat you don't have.
So what should I do? He says that this whole thing. He wrote the Tshuva to Rav Akshel. Rav Akshel was a big place in England. And Rav Akshel wrote a book on how to take care of children. It's a famous book. And there he brings three methods on how to make a bottle on Shabbos. And one of them is the Michas Yitzchak, which is to shake it, Benachas. He's my aidist. The minute you left, I go, you left early, Liz. I said, I have to go after the Michas Yitzchak. I remember Michas Yitzchak. Michas Yitzchak learns that that's the Ikka, the Ikka. You know what the bottom line is? Each one was learning a different Shinui as the Ikka. She was a tzalb, gave clear hadracha that none of them are negay everything else. It's only Shesivari was the only one. And by certain cases, you could use ma'at in certain cases. But then a chanami said this part. Here, Shoshone, the truth of
Shiva.
Reb Chaim told me, I'm telling you, he sent it back. The guy wrote down the words. My Talmud wrote down. That you could check the bottom of your left hand. He's learning it's not a shini in the malacha, shini the way you do it. That's what Shiva is saying. Is it a shini in the malacha, shini the way you do it? We spoke this at Rachel. The different shini, one's in the malacha, one's in the. See, Claude, this word doesn't always work. Now the shini works. This was yesterday's shit, wasn't it? Claude, I basically take it to the B'nai Torah. They have no right to say it. That the shini work, they don't work. It's not true. It's just not true. Only one that works universally is Shasi there.
He doesn't come
with Shiva. Right, that's what I'm saying. Ma'at doesn't work. Shini Seda. Shini Seda doesn't work. He says a claw. We all use the Shini Seda. What Shini Seda?
That's the mission. We're ready.
We don't even know. We don't need
The year of getting ready for Shabbos isn't there. Right?
It's
not there.
That's what I'm saying. Tell someone
reason people are, some reason with everything else, people aren't ready an hour before. They're still running last minute.
Selfish.